This is GQDN for Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. And then you can see what is coming to you. It's all good stuff. 25% off your purchase. Promo code Quest. Yeah, good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got what's coming to PlayStation Plus, what could be coming to Nintendo Switch, and of course we got more Xbox news. But we begin today with World of Warcraft, because PC Gamer did say that Blizzard released a short cinematic just ahead of the War Within's pre-patch. And right now, it's more like people that are talking to each other. Yes, I just saw it. It's up on our Discord. And if you're in our Discord, you're a Patreon, you'd be able to see it too. But this is going to be very interesting going forward, because Illyria is going to investigate the Darkheart. Why? Because she talked to Medivh. And Medivh, after asking how the family was going, or was doing, said that he has no leads on the Darkheart. And since Illyria is connected to the Void, maybe she would have some ideas. Well, that's why Illyria is going to investigate. And yes, they said, or exchanged pleasantries, such as how's the family and all that stuff too. But we shall see what happens going forward. The game is going into alpha. It's in alpha right now. And you better believe that there's some pretty big data leaks, which we might talk about during the weekly show. Now, according to Eurogamer, there are some free games with Prime today and for the rest of May, but they were also saying that Fallout 3 is leading the sales on Amazon Prime Gaming. So, here's what's out today for Amazon Prime. Tomb Raider Game of the Year Edition, Lego Star Wars 2, The Clone Wars, on the 9th, Dark City International Intrigue, Fallout 3 Game of the Year Edition, Nine Witches Family Disruption, Electrician Simulator, on the 16th, 100 Doors Games Escape from School, The Forgotten City, and on the 23rd is Spirits of Mystery, Whispers of the Past. So, that's what's coming. But Fallout is taking the lead of that. And, well, maybe there's a crossover event with Fallout and Gundam and Modern Warfare 3 Season 4. Because IGN did say the Call of Duty data miners did see all that. And essentially they're codes. Because on Twitter, COD Warfare Forum did say, quote, Season 4 bring the following. Modern Warfare 3 Season 4. Gundam crossover. Fallout crossover, The Crow crossover, and well, they're all Xbox now, aren't they? So, Activision and Bethesda said, let's go for it. So we'll see what happens. Sticking with Xbox, according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, and yes, this is all Rumorville. Yeah, it is believed that more Xbox exclusives will go to PlayStation, and that would include Forza and Halo. And all that comes just days after the Xbox president, Sarah Bond, did say that they were teasing the multi-platform announcements on the Xbox showcase in June. So, on Twitter, Adam407 and Jez Corden were talking about it. Adam said, quote, controller and Game Pass versus the one system with both consoles exclusives. That's an awfully big gamble for Xbox to take. I get the physical console market is stagnant, but they still need to sell consoles next gen, even if it's not the core of their plan, don't they? Jez Corden replied, quote, think they're willing to accept the Xbox will remain a niche similar to Steam Deck, while starting off a new device category. Affordable gaming PCs based on the Xbox first Windows Lite for gaming. Sarah Bond did say that, or did remind us that June 9th at 10 a.m. Pacific time, we'll have the Xbox Games Showcase. And apparently they'll be followed by Nintendo Direct. We'll see about that. But she did remind us that it'll be Activision, Blizzard, Bethesda, and Xbox Game Studios that will be there. You know we'll keep our eyes on it.
You know we will.
Now, if you like Xbox, something cool may be on the way. PureXbox.com did say that you might be able to swap between Wi-Fi networks a lot easier. So, Tom Warren got up on Twitter and said, quote, "Another day, another great Xbox dashboard feature. Microsoft is testing out the ability for Xbox consoles to remember multiple Wi-Fi networks. This makes it easy to switch between networks if you take your console on a road trip." I've thought about doing that with my PlayStation. Just thought of it. Now, IGN did say that Gray Zone Warfare has sold 400,000 copies in 2 days. In fact, at Gray Zone Warfare on Twitter did say that, quote, 400,000 copies of GZW sold. We're speechless. Just in 2 days of early access, we've welcomed 400,000 PMCs to Lemming Island. Your support is beyond incredible. Thank you, everyone. Let's keep pushing forward together. And always remember, every move matters. Now, if you're looking for sales, well, you've come to the right place. Especially if you got an Apple. GameSpot.com did say that the 5K monitors from Apple is getting a discount. And that goes to the Apple Studios display and the Apple Mac Mini. And all of that stuff will be or is on sale now. The Apple Studio display standard, the standard glass, was at $1,600, is now $1,300 for now. The Nano Texture Glass is at $1,600 now. The standard glass tilt and high adjustable stand is at $1,700 now. The Nano Texture Glass tilt and high adjustable stand is at $2,000 now. But it's not just that, it's the minis. The 256GB Apple 2023 Mac Mini is at $500. The M2 chip 512GB is at $690. And the M2 Pro chip 512GB is at $1,150, which is $100 off. And that is up on Amazon. Now what's been selling? Dragon's Dogma 2 is at the top of March. So here's what's selling, I'm assuming, here in the U.S. Yes, what's selling here in the U.S.? Has Dragon's Dogma 2. It's number one. Helldivers 2 is number two. And will be the show 2024. Oh, by the way, this comes from PlayStationUniverse.com or PSU.com. However you want to say it. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. That's number four. Rise of the Ronin, number five. Princess Peach Showtime, number six. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, number seven. Unicorn Overlord, number 8, WWE 2K24, number 9, and Hogwarts Legacy, number 10. Now, what could be on the list? Well, according to NintendoEverything.com, the Guild of Darksteel is going to get a Switch physical release, and it'll be available in the fourth quarter this year. It's a side-scroller game on your Switch, and it is only available for Switch. So if you like the side-scrollers, go get it. Quarter four this year. But what's happening this month? Well, what's coming to your PlayStation as a part of your Essentials, PlayStation Plus, so on and so forth. Do note, these titles will be available from May 7th to June 3rd. And the titles are Destiny 2 Lightfall, EA Sports FC 24 Standard Edition. That'll be available until June 17th. Ghost Runner 2 and Tunic. Now the PlayStation Plus subscribers will get access to the EA Sports FC 24 Ultimate Team Starter Pack. Thank you, GG Mania. And thank you to all that have listened to the show. Tomorrow's Friday, and it's May the 3rd. Oh yes, this is a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.